killed in the line of duty. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. A Detroit police officer shot and killed Wednesday evening, responding to a call about a man shooting indiscriminately.
The officer, upon his arrival, immediately took fire from the subject, who was armed with a Draco assault rifle. The officer was struck and succumbed to his injuries.
Detroit's Police Chief James White says the officer's partner returned fire, killing the shooter. We don't have the slain officer's name yet, but we're told he was a five-year veteran of the Detroit force and leaves a wife and a child behind. The prosecutor in Lake County, Illinois, says the man charged with Monday's July 4th parade shooting has confessed.
He went into details about what he had done. He admitted to what he had done.
Prosecutor Eric Reinhardt, the accused shooter, initially fled to Madison, Wisconsin, and considered attacking another event before returning to Illinois, where he was captured. Judges ordered the suspect held without bond. Tragedy averted in Richmond, Virginia, Monday when police received a tip.
A subject who I am referring to as a hero citizen picked up the phone, overheard a conversation that there was a mass shooting being planned here in the Richmond of Virginia, at our 4th of July celebration.
Richmond's Police Chief Gerald Smith says two people have been arrested, weapons and ammunition seized. President Biden in Cleveland Wednesday defending his economic policies in the face of record high inflation and high gas prices.
We came in with a fundamentally different economic vision, an economy that grows from the bottom up and the middle out. It's good for everyone, because when the middle class does well, the poor have a ladder up and the wealthy still do very well.
The president said Republicans are blocking efforts to suspend the federal gas tax, but his proposal has received little support from Democrats as well. Wall Street up Wednesday, the Dow gaining nearly 70 points, NASDAQ up 39, the S&P 500 closing 13 points higher. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The man who once served as legal counsel to then-President Trump has agreed to appear before the House January 6th committee.
Former White House counsel Pat Cipollone is expected to testify on Friday for the House Select Committee. The panel has sought to talk to Cipollone and issued a subpoena last week. Other witnesses have told the committee Cipollone was critical of Trump campaign attorneys who presented strategies to overturn election results and even threatened to resign if Justice Department officials were fired. Cipollone's testimony is not in a public session. The committee will convene another public hearing next week. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin will be sentenced Thursday on his federal conviction of violating George Floyd's civil rights in the restraint that ended with Floyd's death. In a plea bargain struck late last year, Chauvin agreed to a sentence of 20 to 25 years. He was previously sentenced to more than 22 years in state court for killing Floyd. A judge in Mississippi has refused to block the state's restrictive new abortion law upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court in the decision that overturned Roe v. Wade, the state's only abortion clinic now closing and relocating to Mexico near the Texas border. There's a new warning from the United Nations about food insecurity.
The head of the U.N. World Food Program warned spikes in food, fuel, and fertilizer costs are threatening to push countries around the world into famine. David Beasley says before Russia's invasion of Ukraine, about 2.3 billion people were facing moderate or severe difficulty obtaining enough to eat. He says that number is bound to grow. Russia's been blocking grain exports from Ukraine, and Beasley is calling for an urgent political solution that would allow Ukrainian wheat and grain to re-enter global markets. He's also calling for more funding for humanitarian groups to help fight hunger. Jill Nato, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.